bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
The Ruby Demons announced their presence in the LGBT community as a supporter group for from the Melbourne Football Club. We have two of them in the studio, one of them who's allowed to speak. Nathan Miller is one of the two founders along with Deb. I think there might actually be three founders, but let's talk. Nathan, welcome.
Good morning.
I should declare a conflict of interest here.
Yes.
You are my husband.
We are sleeping together.
Talk to us about the Ruby Demons.
It's one of those things. Just move this mic a bit. You sit at the game each week, as I know Deb and myself, we've spoken about this in depth. You sit there and you think, am I the only gay supporter? I'm sitting here by myself or with, you know, family or something.
Pretty sure you're not, Nathan.
No, but at the time, anyway, so you sort of sit there and you think, oh, am I the only one? And there's... Oh, thank
Go
you,
on.
Michael.
Go
in
on.
Time. I'm not singing. You're the singer.
No. This is just a sort of background.
Oh, just a background. Oh, there we go.
I just brought it up on my phone.
I stand and put my hand on my heart when I hear that song, though. So, yeah, it was a discussion that took place this year. Deb and myself play AFL 9s, and we were fortunate to play on the MCG in May. Thank you. So it was during that game we were talking to Jason Tuzon McShane, who runs the Purple Bombers. And it was that kicked off our interest and thought there has to be a GLBTIQ community out there that support the Melbourne Football Club. We found that there wasn't, so that was kicked off our passion.
So there are five other supporter groups. The Pink Magpies have been around, I think, as long as Michael Veitch.
Surely not.
Harsh but fair. The Purple Bombers, Sydney have the Rainbow Swans, North Melbourne, the very August club in North Melbourne have the Blue Roos, and the recently launched Saints Pride. So you're joining a group of six. What do you want to achieve collectively?
As the Ruby Demons, we want to provide an environment where it's supportive for all our whole community, whether that be gay, lesbian, our community, whether it's refugees, anyone new to Australia. We want to make a place
still
where...
still going in
thank
the background.
You, Michael. It's just so hard to concentrate with that great tune. Michael, it feels rude to talk over it.
Yeah. You're a card-carrying member of the Melbourne Football Club. Yeah. I see an ambassador role here almost.
It's the only time you're going to hear the club song today.
Oh, thank you very much.
When they run out. When they run out, we get it twice. Yeah.
This has got ambassador written all over it for you, Michael Veitch, I think.
I must say, congratulations, by the way, Nathan. I think it's a great initiative. I'm a little surprised that my own club, the Cats, don't have such a supporter group. And I do not want any suggestions about what they might be called. Thank you very much. So, Pete, I could see that look on your face. Wipe that look off your face right now.
We had that
right
discussion
now.
This morning.
Did you now?
In fact, yes.
Well,
yes.
But I'm going to a club function tonight, and I'll raise it with the president, because I think it would be a great thing, particularly when you think we're a regional club. Yeah. But was it hard to get off the ground?
We've launched at a time where St Kilda have just launched. Yeah. Purple Bombers have been around for a few years. The Blue Roos have been around for years. Pink Magpies have been around for years. After the Monday after Pride round or Pride game, there's an alliance being formed for gay and lesbian supporters, the GLBTI supporter group. So we're going to meet on the Monday night. There's going to be representatives from AFL clubs there.
Yeah.
We've extended our hand to the Melbourne Football Club, and we haven't received any sort of confirmative correspondence from Melbourne Football Club yet. But I think if we show how passionate we are and we're starting to look like a professional outfit, that they'll get on board and give us the support we need.
Yeah. Room is swelling for as long as the game's been played around closeted, I suppose, AFL players. And I think more and more rumour is spreading. Is this alliance something that could be part of a support network for players who I hope collectively rather than just one decide that it is time that the AFL is accepting enough for them to declare their sexuality should they choose?
I believe that every AFL club will have a committee ready to go to support the players if they choose to come out within their playing group. I believe that support would be there. Where we can assist is through education of other players, through our supporters, through the promotion of, you know, we're just people who follow a club that disappoints.
Continually.
I wouldn't know about that.
Are you proud of this?
I wouldn't know about that. We're just keeping a lid on it down at Geelong. Just keeping a lid on it.
Am I?
Are you pleased that there is this organisation in the club that you're a member of?
Yeah. I'd join it. I'd apply to join it. May you give me special straight dispensation to actually join it? You can have an associate straight members, perhaps, of the...
Our aim is inclusive, so we
I was actually kind of semi-serious in that, too.
I think the objections to you would not be around sexuality. I think there's, you know, a reasonable sort of entry limit that's about all sorts of other things.
Look, you've played gay before. It's close enough, surely. We all remember you and Steve Meiser.
Bring that one up. For my
Robert,
sins.
This is not of my doing, but there are names being suggested via text message for the Geelong Supporters Club.
I would just remind you, this is a family show.
Somebody has said the Pink Pussies.
Perhaps. Yeah, of course they have. Of course they have. Come on, I expected our audience to be, you know.
Another of the Cat's Queens. And this email, which I'm finding quite lovely. What a wonderful panel this morning. Mr. Doyle really speaks so much sense, and I've admired him for so long. Michael Veitch, an idol for me since I was a child, and someone who I look up to greatly. And you're fine too, Pete. So Molly Dolly.
That was a ringing endorsement of Stolly, wasn't it?
Yes, you know? It was. Molly Dolly.
Molly and Dolly got across the line. But yeah.
Stolly not doing so well. Nathan, if people want to know more, is there a website or how can they be in touch with you guys?
Yeah, we're on Facebook at the Ruby Demons. We're on Twitter at the Ruby Demons, on Instagram at the Ruby Demons, or you can check us out. Just go to our Facebook page and follow the links from there.
Melbourne is a very proactive club. I don't think... I think you might be onto something with it. I would be surprised if you... don't get a positive reception for this.
Yeah, so
let's push it along.
Let's hope it goes the way we want it to go. Yep.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.